Donna Messini, chair. It reminds me of a confessional, the way the screen would slide and I'd begin kneeling on my cushion shut in the oak box, the whisper, my litany of sins. I'm lying on my bed on a phone session with my shrink. She's talking about dissociation. I'm thinking about this chair my husband and I carried home before the separation, when husband was a word that made me feel safe. And the word auger, is it, for the tool that makes holes in wood? In fact, I look it up. It's an awl that cuts the wood. You split yourself, my shrink is saying. I slide the dictionary back in its slot, put my finger to a hole the awl made. When I was a kid, we knelt, my sister and I, on either side of the kitchen chair, and one would be the priest and one would be the sinner. The sinner would whisper through the chair back holes, not her list of offenses. I lied 5 times, I ate meat on Friday, sins she might tick off to a box, to the priest, his profile through the screen, head to forehead, leaning forward, shielding his eyes, but looking as if he had a headache. Not lists, but stories. I watched a boy peeing behind the Vanderveer Project, that green book with the picture of Mother Cabrini, my father's pen with the naked lady, I stole them. I threw out my liverwurst sandwich, I thought about the starving, but Claire Haggerty sat on it at morning mass. It was a relief to tell the whole story, now no one was instructing us to keep it brief. The priest doesn't want excuses, Sister Agnes said, he's busy. He doesn't want to hear about the tear in your dress, how beautiful the cake looked before you stuffed it in your mouth. I am a glutton, he wants to hear, and your contrition. But my sister wanted stories, and I would tell them most of the time I was the sinner. I glory in it, making up plots, characters, dramatic and precise, as the punishments Sister Agnes elaborated. For this lie, a girl was struck dumb. For showing off her bare arms, our Lord turned a girl like yourself into a leper. Specific as hell with its particular shrieking, its headless burning flesh. My friend Daniel tells that joke about the woman taken in adultery. Let he who is without sin, Jesus says, cast the first stone. A huge rock shoots past, knocks the woman down. Jesus looks up. Mom, he says, I was trying to make a point. I love the literal. I loved holding the body of Christ in my mouth, imagining his long legs and forgiving smile. I loved kneeling with my sister at that kitchen chair, peeking, watching the pleasure my story gave. Once in the confessional, the word why shot back through the screen because I said my mother forgot it was Friday. She made pork and beans. I had to choose between one sin and my mother, the joke would go. I ate the beans. I absolve you, my sister would say at the end of my stories. We'd stand, knees aching, unable to look at one another and spin. As Sister Agnes said, God made the world spin quickly to keep us still. Then we'd fall, panting on the floor, breathing in the collaborating dark.